It's time for LevaCare Connects on KDOM. Real conversations, real support, simple, meaningful insights that help you care for your mind one moment at a time.
Welcome to LevaCare Connects. I'm Chantel Posley, Director of Development. And today we're talking about coping skills for addiction, especially for those of us living and working in rural communities. Whether you're a teenager figuring things out or an adult balancing work, family, and everything in between, rural areas come with its unique pressures. There can be long days, fewer resources by, and sometimes a real sense of isolation. And when stress, anxiety, or depression start to build, it's not uncommon for people to turn to substances as a way to cope. But here's the truth. While substances might feel like they help in the moment, they often make things harder over time. That's why having healthy coping skills is so important. There are tools that help you get through tough moments without making things worse. So today, let's walk through a few coping strategies that are realistic, practical, and useful for both teens and adults in rural communities. First, know your triggers. Triggers are situations, emotions, or even times of day that make you want to use. For teens, it might be peer pressure, boredom, or social stress. For adults, it could be work stress, financial pressures, or feeling overwhelmed at home. In smaller communities, triggers can actually also be running into the same people or the same environments. A simple but powerful question to ask yourself is, what am I actually feeling right now? What am I feeling? Awareness is the first step towards making a different choice. Second, have a plan for the moment the urge hits. In rural areas, you might not always have immediate access to meetings, clinics, support groups. So having something you can do right away is key. Pick one or two go-to actions ahead of time. Step outside and take a walk, even if it's just down the driveway. Get in your vehicle and go for a short drive to clear your head. Put on music and focus on that instead of the urge. Text or call someone. Just to even check in. The goal isn't to fix everything. It is to create the distance from the urge. Third, learn to ride out the cravings. Cravings don't last forever, even though they do feel intense. One approach is called urge surfing. Think of a craving like a wave. It rises, it peaks, and eventually it falls. So instead of fighting, try this. Take slow, steady breaths. Tell yourself, this will pass. Give it 10 minutes and then check in again. Most urges lose strength if you just give them time. Fourth, use your environment to your advantage. One of the strengths of rural life is access to open space and nature. Getting outside for even a few minutes can significantly reduce stress and reset your thinking. Walk in the field, walk on the trail, go around your yard. Do a small physical task, even washing dishes, doing laundry, feeding the animals, or working out in the garage. Sit quietly and focus on what you can hear and what you can see. Can you hear the birds outside? What can you see out your window? These aren't just chores. They can be healthy outlets for your mind and body. Fifth, stay connected, even when it's hard. In rural communities, it can feel like everyone knows everyone, which often makes it harder to open up. But recovery doesn't happen in isolation. Whether it's a friend, a family member, a coach, a teacher, or a provider, having one person you can talk to makes such a big difference. For teens, that might be a trusted adult. And for adults, it might be a friend, a sponsor, or a provider. You don't have to share everything. Just starting the conversation is what matters. And finally, be patient with yourself. Recovery isn't about getting it perfect. It is about making progress. Even baby steps is progress. There will be tough days, and there will be setbacks. That doesn't erase the effort you've been putting in. And every time you choose a healthier coping skill, you're building a new path forward. So let's recap. Know your triggers, have a plan for tough moments, ride out cravings, use your environment, especially the outdoors, stay connected, and give yourself some grace along the way. If today's conversation resonates with you or someone you care about, know this, you are not alone, even in a small town. Support is available and people do care. Thanks for listening. This has been Aleva Care Connects. Real conversation, real support, caring for your mind, one moment at a time.
Join us each week at this same time for Aleva Care Connects. Proudly serving Southwest Minnesota, Nobles, Jackson, and Cottonwood counties. To learn more about today's topic, phone 507-376-4141. The 24/7 crisis hotline is 1-800-642-1525. This has been Aleva Care Connects on KDOM.